Hey guys, I hope all is well. This is a shortened version of the Patreon exclusive Secrets of the Vatican. If you guys would like to watch the full video, join us on Patreon. You can find the link in the description and the comment section. Thank you all. Now let's get right into it.
According to Catholics, the Vatican is one of the most sacred places in Christendom, considered to be one of the most holiest places in the world, full of rich Christian culture and home to the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church. With all that being said, the Vatican isn't just a holy place for Catholics, but a city full of religious secrets that have been kept from the world for generations. Today, we will be looking into some of these secrets to uncover the truth behind the Vatican. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Thank you for joining me for this Patreon exclusive. In today's episode, we will be talking about the secrets of the Vatican. Let's get right into it. Recently, the Vatican was all over headlines after it was revealed that the Pope was going to be performing a sacred ritual on Christmas Eve. It was being reported all over social media that the Pope was going to be opening up 5 portals to the spiritual world. While this was an exaggerated example of what actually happened, this isn't completely false. It was reported by the media that the Pope was going to be opening 1 of 5 sacred holy doors on Christmas Eve and would continue opening the remaining 4 doors over the course of the week. On December 24th, Pope Francis used a ceremonial hammer to open a sealed door at the Vatican to mark the beginning of the Jubilee, or a holy year. Jubilee years are held at least every quarter century, with the last regular one being in 2000. The Jubilee begins with the ceremonial opening of the sealed doors, signifying a pathway to forgiveness, a tradition dating back to 1425. Traditionally, the Pope opens the doors at Rome's 4 basilicas, starting with one at the Vatican on Christmas Eve and continuing over several days. The point of the ritual is to symbolize the transition from sin to grace. It is believed that once you enter the holy doors, you are in the presence of God, in the same room as Him. This holy door remains open for at least 1 year. This is supposed to be a spiritual ritual connected to the redemption of one's soul. While this all sounds great and might sound like it's truly rooted in Christianity, I find it hard to believe that this is the true purpose of this ritual. And that's because of everything I know about the Roman Catholic Church and the Vatican. For example, where do you think the word Vatican comes from? It's not in the Bible, and it isn't connected to Christianity in any way. In fact, the word Vatican comes from a pagan god called Vatica or Vatikim, who was worshipped as the god of childbirth and the underworld. This god was closely associated with serpents. Now ask yourself, why would a holy city that's supposed to be deeply connected to historical Christianity be named after a pagan god? Well, it's all because of Rome. Now before I continue, I want to say this video is not an attack on the Catholic Church or any Catholics. Most people who follow the Catholic Church are followers of Jesus Christ and are part of the church for the same reasons as Christians. My parents were Catholic for most of my life. They only converted to Christianity about 10 years ago when I showed them the truth about the Roman Catholic Church. The people who follow the church are only trying to get closer to God like Christians. But those in positions of power like the Pope know the truth about the Roman Catholic Church and are taking advantage of millions of people who choose to follow them. Like I have said multiple times on this channel, the Roman Catholic Church is simply the continuation of the pagan Roman Empire. The reason the Roman Catholic Church was created was because the Romans knew the fall of paganism was coming after they murdered Yeshua. After they crucified Yeshua, they thought his movement was going to fall along with him. But the opposite happened after Yeshua resurrected and appeared to his loyal followers. This is why the Vatican is full of secrets, because it hides the church's connections to pagan Rome. This became even more clear with the Templars, who led to the creation of many of the modern secret societies like the Freemasons. The Templars were a Roman Catholic army that claimed to be the defenders of Christ. In reality, they were channeling Baphomet and performing pagan occult sex rituals. They practiced sex magic and alchemy, and it's the reason so many other secret societies operate this way today. To those who weren't initiated, they believed the Templars were the army of God. For those who were initiated, they knew the Templars were occultists who practiced the same rituals the Roman pagans did. This is all connected to the same source, man trying to be God. Now that we have established a clear connection between ancient pagan Rome and the Roman Catholic Church, let's get into some of their secrets. First, let's talk a bit about the ritual of the holy doors the Pope did. This so-called holy door ritual comes directly from the pagan occult ritual called the spiritual door ritual. During this ritual, occultists would draw occult symbols and chant. They would chant ritualistically to attempt to summon the deity they were trying to be in the same room as. They would then use ritual tools to open the spiritual door that would put them in the same room as the deity they're trying to reach, just like the Vatican did with this holy door ritual. The members of the church were singing while the Pope opened the holy door using a ritual hammer. He then walked into the room and claimed to be in the same room as God. Millions of people watched the Pope perform a spiritual door ritual and believe it's connected to Christianity when it's a known pagan ritual. The next thing we're going to talk about is the Vatican's secret archives, specifically one book that is kept in it. The book is called The Red Dragon Grimoire, or The Grand Grimoire, and it's a book of black magic that includes instructions for summoning demons and making pacts with them. The book contains spells for summoning Lucifer, necromancy, winning the lottery, speaking with spirits, and more. The book's origins are uncertain, with some dating it to 1421, 1521, or 1522. The introductory chapter was written by Antonio Venedita, who claimed to have gathered his information from the writings of King Solomon. King Solomon is an important figure in the occult world, known for building the Temple of Solomon in the Bible. The Freemasons' entire religion is created off the principles of King Solomon and his temple, as the Masons see themselves as the builders of the inner temple. I can honestly make an entire video about the Red Dragon Grimoire, so if you guys want to see that, comment Red Dragon Grimoire below. Now think about this, why in the world does the Vatican have a grimoire in their archives that could be used to summon demons and control them? This lets you know exactly what those at the Vatican are up to. The next thing we need to talk about is the Paul VI Audience Hall, or otherwise known as the Hall of Pontifical Audiences. This audience hall was built in 1971, and it holds exactly 6,300 people. Now, the reason I'm talking about this hall is due to the way it looks. If you look at it closely, it clearly resembles a massive serpent. You can see the ceilings look like serpent scales, while the windows look like eyes, and on the stage, you see two pillars that look like serpent fangs. This is clearly a serpent, which is not surprising when you remember the word Vatican comes from the pagan god Vatica, who was depicted as a serpent. Now, it's not a coincidence that the hall holds 6,300 people, and it's called the Paul VI Audience Hall. If you invert 6-3, you get 36, or 3 sixes, which we know is the mark of the beast who is also represented as the serpent. Now ask yourself, why in the world would the Vatican have had this hall constructed in their city? Inside of this serpent hall, they also have a sculpture called the Resurrection, which is a sculpture depicting Christ rising from a nuclear explosion amongst the twisted knots of dismembered hands and skulls. Ask yourself, why in the world will they have a sculpture of Jesus Christ that looks like this inside of a hall that is clearly a serpent? A statue of Jesus that looks like he has been defeated inside of a room that glorifies the serpent. This statue is supposed to represent Jesus rising and resurrecting, but to me it looks nothing like that. The Vatican is telling us the truth in plain sight. It is also rumored that the Philosopher's Stone, or the instructions on how to make it, are held in the Vatican archives. The Philosopher's Stone is a substance that could be used to make the elixir of life, and it is created through the process of physical alchemy. The Philosopher's Stone was claimed to be used to turn base metals into noble metals like lead to gold, or to turn a man into a god, as whoever drank the elixir of life created with the Philosopher's Stone would become immortal. It is believed that Albertus Magnus, who was a theological advisor to the Pope, was able to create the Philosopher's Stone. He then gave this magical substance to the Pope, and it eventually ended up in the Vatican. What's interesting is that the Catholic Church eventually made Albertus a Catholic saint 250 years after his death. Albertus was a full-on alchemist and occultist who practiced and believed in things that went completely against Christianity. So why is he being worshipped by the Catholic Church? Some people believe that the reason the Vatican is full of gold is because they have the Philosopher's Stone. The next thing we need to talk about is the Vatican hiding the Holy Grail in their archives. For many, many years, people have believed the Vatican has been holding and hiding the Holy Grail. While they claim to possess the Holy Chalice of Valencina and declare it to be the Holy Grail, that's not the real Holy Grail. It was rumored that the Templars actually had the Holy Grail in their possession, and it ended up in the possession of the Vatican. The Vatican is keeping this important religious relic hidden from the world to further disconnect people from Christ. Something else the Vatican keeps tucked in their archives is the Sumerian tablets. The Sumerian tablets describe a pantheon of gods, including An, Enlil, Nanhursag, and Aniki, which is a key characteristic of pagan religions. What is a church that is dedicated to the Abrahamic God doing with the Sumerian tablets that have knowledge of pagan gods? Again, this shows the Vatican is still very much connected to their pagan roots. Like I said earlier, this video is not an attack on the Catholics or their beliefs. I just want to bring up the facts about why the Catholic Church was created and why the Vatican has so many secrets. Everyone who follows Yeshua as the only way to the Father is my brother, no matter the religion. But it's important we educate ourselves on the truth before blindly following what we're told out of ignorance. We need to know the truth to make the right decision. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I would like to kindly ask you guys to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so others who need to see this get a chance. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.